I don't feel any different about the Browns front office as I did the going forward in the weekend. There's not a lot of trust there. There's hope, and there's a big difference between those things, because I don't want guys to get let go, but I also don't have any evidence to back up anything that says that, no, they shouldn't be let go at the end of the year. There shouldn't be any problems there. And when you lose Quinshon Judkins for the foreseeable future, like, I'm telling you, man, I think that this is a significant hit to this offense. And what the offense was going to be able to do probably still wasn't overwhelmingly great with four different quarterbacks in the mix for the Cleveland Browns starting job. It wasn't overwhelmingly great, but this is just not going to help, because it's still going to force what their plan was going to do. And I'm going to get to the phones here in just a second. What their plan was going to be was Quinshon Judkins, Dylan Sampson, and then you really put Jerome Ford where he deserves to be, which is third down back.
Yep.
And kind of get him out of the backfield, because there is some playmaking ability out there. He can get out there and get to a top speed. Now that you wouldn't have this man for the foreseeable future, and hey, guys could have got hurt, and it could have hurt anyway. I would honestly, in this case, I would rather a person get hurt than what a player get hurt than what this is, for crying out loud. I mean, this is some ugly stuff here. What this is now is it forces Jerome Ford into a tough spot, and it's like you didn't even get a second round pick. So now your offense is already, it feels like your offense is already behind the eight ball, and they haven't even started camp yet. What do they report Friday? I think the rookies start showing up and everything. So it feels like you haven't even got a chance to get started yet, and you're already behind. And that's something that Kevin Stefanski is going to have to make up, because I do think that there's probably a threshold that he needs to get to 2026. What that threshold is, I'm not sure. We'll see how it fits during the actual end of the season. 216-474-0092. Dustin in D.C. He's listening on the Free Odyssey. Appy's next up on the Fan. Hello, Dustin.
You're darn right, boys. How's it going this morning?
It's not going bad. Yeah, that's. I mean, all it's right. It's been worse for me. I mean, personally, yeah. You know, this isn't good, but it's been worse.
Yeah, no, I understand. Look, ultimately, hey, fellas, we're looking at what? What do we project? Maybe a 6, 7, 8 win team at the beginning of the, like, right now, right? You don't have a
7 or 8
in play.
That's more than most people project them.
All right, Anthony, that's very fair. Okay, so what's the difference here? There's none. We might get a little less tread on the tire. Now, that's not demeaning the situation. Understanding that it's a very serious allegation. At the end of the day, as a Browns fan, and we're talking about just on the field only, none of it really matters. Like, you don't have a quarterback in place yet. All right, so look, we got two backs, and we're going to do double tight end. That's fantastic. That's great. Doesn't matter. 6, 7, 8 wins at bare minimum is kind of what is projected here. Like, so, like, if you have Junkins, Dylan, what is it, Thompson, whoever the heck it is.
Dylan Sampson, Ford, yeah.
Sampson, that one. Like, does it really matter? Like, honestly, at the end of the day, as a Cleveland Browns fan, does it, how?
It does. He was their second-round pick. How could it not matter? What do you mean? I'm not trying to just run the guy into the ground, but it's their second-round pick. Like, at some point, winning has to matter, doesn't it? Doesn't it have to matter for people to keep their jobs?
Okay, so
it doesn't matter for you and I, because you and I aren't getting fired over their performance this year. I think that there are consequences to a really bad performance this year for these guys.
All right, Ken.
Yeah.
Why did they trade that pick for next season?
Well, probably to go out and get their quarterback, but that doesn't mean that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are off the hook.
No, that's fine. But like, just because this dude has a transgression doesn't mean that they're like still not like on the hook or off the hook. Like, it's. The kid went out, like, he made a mistake. Here it is. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if he played for a third of the year, a half of a year. It's the same thing with your quarterbacks. You're going to start a 40-year-old quarterback. You got a backup quarterback that, seriously, it's been a fifth-round draft pick.
So you're saying, I don't know if I'm following Dustin. I don't know if I'm following. Are you saying it's no big loss?
Junkins? Absolutely not. You don't have anything else in place, Ken. Nothing.
All right, I disagree. Justin, thank you very much for the call.
I would say
I disagree.
Well, here's also why it's a huge deal. Not to everybody, because we talk all the time that if you're really good, fans will They'll put up. They'll put up with stuff. Like Deshaun Watson, had he have gotten the Browns to the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship game, playoff wins, we would have buried a lot of the allegations. We would have buried, you know, the incidents and everything that had happened with the NFL. Eventually, people would have swallowed, you know, had to stomach a lot of the stuff when it came to Deshaun Watson, but they would have cheered for him, and eventually they would have found him more relatable than what he is now, which is not relatable. Not, you know, people are bashing him on his wedding, you know, when Jimmy Haslam allegedly at his wedding, people are mad at Jimmy Haslam. Like, it's all different if you win games, but to start your career off with this, you're a Cleveland Brown, you represent the Browns, you represent the city, and to be tied in and linked at all to domestic violence, immediately they're fans that want nothing to do with them already.
Well, yes, and I think it's short-term and long-term problems. What you just said, short-term is, I don't have him. I mean, every single win, they're not going to win that many games this year. When I say six, I think I got people saying I'm a homer. I'm just trying to get to a threshold to keep people safe because, again, another ranking came out, and guess where Kevin was, and another big media ranking for where the head coaches are. So there must be something there that everybody else in the world thinks is good that a lot of Browns fans don't like. So if he can stay around, maybe it will come to fruition. I'm not sure. So I don't want to let go of another good coach if that were to be the way things go. So I need to get to a threshold. Losing Quinshon Judkins doesn't help me get to a threshold. So short term, it hurts me in trying to win football games. And then long term, when I'm building evidence against Andrew Berry for his own job, I got 2 years in a row where second round draft picks weren't able to make an impact on my football team because of off-field transgressions. 2 years in a row. And one of those, I didn't even have a first-round pick. I had Mason Graham this year, if I'm Andrew Berry. We'll see how Mason works out. And these last 2 years, I didn't even get a first-round pick last year, and then my second-round pick ended up getting in trouble. And my second-round pick this year ends up getting in trouble. I mean, this is big stuff that has serious consequences that roll downhill for everybody else.